Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dad, I'm broke.
Hey, broke. I'm Dad.
Dad.
Okay, don't you have cash saved up from babysitting?
No, I spent it. I want my own bank account from S&T Bank. They offer free ATMs, Zelle, and an annual scholarship. Plus, when I open a Smart Start checking account, I get $100. See? I'm responsible.
Hey, responsible. I'm Dad.
Visit stbank.com/smartstart for details. Bonus available July 1st through September 30th, 2022. Opening deposit balance of $50 required. Member FDIC.
Bullying used to take the form of harsh words on the playgrounds, shoves in the hallways, or notes passed in study hall. Today, it can be done from and to anywhere, often anonymously.
Welcome to an all-new season of the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. This season, we dive into the most horrific unsolved murders in history. From the Black Dahlia murder to the unsolved murder of the Lady of the Dunes. Join us every Tuesday on YouTube or your favorite podcast platform. As always, we thank you for listening.
Welcome to the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. I'm your host, Larry Leese. And today we continue our series, Let's Talk. Today we're discussing cyberbullying in the modern age. Many of us have dealt with bullying at some point in our lives. I know I have, especially during my time in middle school. For kids today, however, bullying is far more pervasive than ever, thanks to rapidly advancing technology and like mobile devices and social media platforms. Bullying used to take the form of harsh words on the playgrounds, shoves in the hallways, or notes passed in study hall. Today, it can be done from and to anyone from anywhere, often anonymously. In the U.S., nearly 34% of middle and high school students report being victims of cyberbullying. What's worse, more than 11% of U.S. teens admit to having cyberbullied another person. But you may ask, what is cyberbullying? The term cyberbullying includes a range of aggressive behaviors committed via modern technology. The goal of cyberbullying is to harass, demean, intimidate, or taunt another person with the intent to hurt or embarrass them. The most common form of cyberbullying are offensive name-calling or the spread of false or harmful rumors. We're now going to take a look at cyberbullying versus face-to-face bullying. In contrast with in-person threats, cyberbullying makes use of internet technologies, mobile devices, video games, and social media. Much of children's lives are conducted across virtual communication systems like Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, text messages, chats, email, and online games. Are also rife with opportunities to cyberbullying, whereas a playground bully must face their victim and risk witnesses. It's much easier to engage in cyberbullying behind an anonymous screen. The distance often emboldens bullies to act or say things they would never do in person. The biggest difference between cyberbullying and face-to-face is that the internet is available 24/7 and connected technology is highly pervasive. Consequently, cyberbullying means that hurtful comments, images, or videos can reach a vast audience in a matter of seconds, be repeatedly shared over time, never be truly erased from the internet, and be spread anonymously. Although many dismiss cyberbullying as simple name-calling on Facebook, today's bullies have a wide array of technology to choose from. Kids spend a large portion of their days using computers, mobile phones, and tablet devices. A Pew Research study showed that teens have sent about twice as many text messages as adults do, sometimes over 100 messages per day. In addition to stalking, rumor spreading, and harassment, cyberbullying behavior can also include impersonating a child online by creating a false identity or by password theft, using text messages or chat apps like WhatsApp and Snapchat to bombard their victim with threats or harassment, tricking a victim into thinking the bully is someone else to harass them, creating entire websites, Instagram accounts, or Facebook pages to humiliate a target, taking or spreading embarrassing or compromising photos or video, whether real or fake, hacking attacks that deposit malware, steal passwords, or take control of their victim's computer, or finally, attacking behavior aimed at the sexual, racial, physical, or weight-based humiliation of the victim. We're now going to look at the impact of cyberbullying on its victims. The effects of cyberbullying can be devastating, both physically and emotionally. Victims have trouble adjusting at school, and they're twice as likely as non-bullied kids to suffer from anxiety, sleep difficulties, and depression. Bullying victims are also more likely to suffer from physical ailments like stomach aches and headaches. In the U.S., at least 30,000 children per day stay home from school for fear of bullying. Skipping school can lead to poor grades, social setbacks, low self-esteem, and other ramifications that can affect a student's life for years after the bullying has stopped. Bullied kids may also be leery of forming friendships and can be wary and untrusting of others. Even children who merely witness bullying can experience negative effects. They can suddenly no longer want to go to school, and they may carry excessive guilt for not being able to help the victim. Bullies themselves often grow up to have problems of their own. Cyberbullies are at risk, increased risk of drug abuse, academic issues, and violent behavior. Cyberbullying can be life-threatening, although the press tends to feature high-profile cases of suicide as a common response to bullying. According to Yale University, only 7-9% of victims are more likely to consider committing suicide than those who haven't been bullied. However, the CDC lists suicide as one of the leading causes of death among kids aged 15 and 19. Cyberbullying even affects parents. In some states, parents can be held legally responsible for their children who bully others and are subject civil lawsuits. Kids at risk of being cyberbullied. Unfortunately, some kids are more at risk for being cyberbullied than others. According to a 2016 study, cyberbullying victims represent a different set of demographics than other kinds of bullying victims. Black and Hispanics are less likely to be cyberbullied than other ethnicities. Children who are already struggling with depression or suicidal thoughts are more likely to be cyberbullied. Kids out of mainstream social cliques are at a greater risk For example, kids who do drugs, are sexually active, are significantly overweight or underweight, have asthma, or play a lot of video games, can be tempted targets for cyberbullies. On the plus side, the study identified some protective behaviors that can help kids from being easy targets. Eating breakfast daily, physical activity, belonging to sports teams, reduced internet and computer use. And now let's look at what parents and caregivers can do. Even if you don't think your child is being bullied online, talking to them about the subject is a great first step. You can discuss what cyberbullying is. Ask if they know anyone who's being cyberbullied. Discuss what your child should do. Encourage your child to tell you or someone else they trust if they receive a threatening message. Reassure them that they won't be in trouble for this and won't have their cell phone or computer confiscated. Finding out that your child has been bullied is incredibly difficult. However, the way you react is incredibly important. Don't overreact. Don't berate them for not telling you sooner. Work together to resolve the situation and reinforce the idea that you and your child are a team. Emphasize that your child isn't to blame. Don't underreact. Never tease them. And if your child is being cyberbullied, it is important to document and report every incident. Save the threats and document them. Report incidents of cyberbullying to the website used, the cell phone company, and the ISP involved. Lock the bully's phone number or email address on your child's devices. Contact the school or parents. You can also monitor your child's technology use. Build a positive environment. Cyberbullying victims often feel demoralized, alone, and afraid. It's crucial that parents and caregivers help kids restore their self-respect and regain a positive perspective. And you also want to understand the laws on cyberbullying. Depending on the type taking place, the actions may breach stalking, sexual harassment, and anti-discrimination laws or violate school codes. In many cases, cyberbullying violates the terms of service for many social sites. And in conclusion, cyberbullying, like all aggressive behaviors, is a systemic issue and one that can't be changed with one action or by one person alone. That's why all of us, adults and children alike, must take responsibility for creating a kinder world where bullying has no place. And that's all we have for this episode of Let's Talk on the True Crime Never Sleeps podcast. Let us know your thoughts on this issue. Have you had to deal with this type of problem before? Let us know on Twitter at TrueCrimeNS or on Instagram or any of our social media platforms. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thank you for watching the Cinema Gold Show. If you liked what you heard, subscribe to our podcast on all major platforms. Follow us on Twitter at Cinema Gold Show. And like us on Instagram at the Cinema Gold Show. Support the show by buying us a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/cinemagold. As always, thank you for listening.
Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The sun's shining, birds are singing, and all feels right in the world. until the season changes and suddenly you lose your motivation to get out of bed. In fact, 1 in 5 people experience some form of depression no matter the season or time of year.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all, because we want you to live your best life and be your best you all year round.
Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.